Too much for him, was it? The foreman had had to eat his words, for around the boy's neck, in plain sight at that very moment, hung one of the efficiency medals which the company awarded to show its appreciation of a mighty task well done. To Tim, that medal was the first stepping stone to a great career as a machinist among the giants of steel and steam. He would have parted with it, he felt, almost as unwillingly as with his own life. The steam sang and groaned in the valve of the blower's engine, for they were shutting her down. Instantly, workmen swarmed over the scaffolding around her, putting on the final touches. For tomorrow came the first of the tests, when an agent for the firm in India must see her run and do her work before he accepted the machine. There was a loose bolt to be tightened up from the inside, and men were at work removing the manhole plate at the side of the casing. Tim, grasping his large oily wrench, stood ready, for to him fell the job of entering the machine to do the work of tightening. A final act of devotion was this last small task for his beloved blower. He almost wished that he might hide away within those vast insides and take care of this giant machine forever in its coming years of toil. He had clambered inside with his extension lamp and had settled to the work of tightening. But the job was all too short, and when it was done, Tim could not fight down the desire to see once more the insides of the great machine. It was quitting time anyway. Nobody would care if he did delay for a bit. He wouldn't see her again, not inside at least. The boss machinist's voice came faintly through the manhole.
"Hey, boy, it's 4:30. I'm going home. You close her up when you get done."